Well, Wakabumi, before 13 years law, Sunraysia Manly Ethnic Communities Council, peak representative body for representing every migrant communities law, Northwest Victoria. Here. So, me lead him now, one of a team of around 25 people, me for using government funding for look at them every issues, blotter, refugees and migrants who come stay law here.
Now, Dean, you come long Australia, also from Solomon Islands, also one for picking in the moya. Tell them you me a little bit about connection below you with them, maybe Pacific Islanders, if not Solomon Islanders.
Me come stop here time 11 years old, yeah. So me this time me 40 years now come up this time low Aussie. So time me stop here, me become here, me but asim hatsola not hatsola or some homesick law. You may run home, yeah. So something me like I'm not for reconnect with the Pacific Islander communities here. Yeah. So my chance to work with Pacific Islanders through Wakablumi before, yeah, it's very much a privilege. So this time if I form one for Pacific Island Network group here, yeah, for every Pacific Islanders, for have a voice across state, federal, and local government. So that one very important work we undertook with La Trobe University.
So now you like him for contest, yeah, for run lo election, yeah, for become of a member belong Mildura Rural City Council.
Okay, so me like for stand up lo local council, bis lo here stuck a different people what come stop here, but Australian people no more to make a big decision lo here. Yeah. So awesome, kind of some mantok system no more. Yeah. You may need for different voices stand up before what I hear him problems lo. Some for Pacific Island people, not just Solomon Islanders, but Vanuatu, PNG, Stakalo here, and Fiji, Tonga, Samoa too, yeah? And then every other migrant communities from around the world, so to stay loyal. So around, because of 80 different migrant groups, not Stakalo, Mildura this time, so I need him different voice too, but this time I stuck a white man, I must sit down low, big position, I don't understand, I don't hear him now, voice blow. Some of the people, what I like, what I hear him, no matter what I need him. You saw awesome way below some of the people what are campaigning, yeah. So this time me, because 13 years below me, low, not a position me taken before, yeah. Start people serve me, what they trust in me, and what I like him, me enough for go stand up there, then come story low me, then voice what I go up low, local council position for any issues, including what one talks for you, me come low seasonal worker program, Pacific Labor Scheme, low here, yeah. That some for issues that come up at local council level around housing of accommodation for workers, yeah. Mm. It's a big something like here, yeah. So council has a big remit around that area. Yeah, big main something here, accommodation for Pacific Island workers. So at local planning level, Mildura Rural City Council, what are not approving any changes to the planning scheme for putting accommodation or some for the farm. So stock of farmers, what are like them workers block up so for stale farm, but state planning scheme here, which is overseen by a local council. Hard for what they're doing, because the planning process is very complicated and has some significant rules around. Yeah, so me like for kind of goal there, then advocate for a decent solution. State and federal government, what I like looking to, yeah. So because this time stuck our workers, what I need him from for come law from South Pacific. This time, a lot of Asians not come walk over here, but in the Pacific, you meet down a little bit in the numbers, yeah? And some structural issues inside law programs too need to be brought to council attention, because council has very much responsibility for every person living in the municipality, yeah? Every person living here, whether temporary or permanent in this region, has to have a voice at the table for the council for hearing.
Now, federal government law budget below him, Hemi set them $9 million for helping all the seasonal workers. What now you think on this one?
Yeah, that one, I think $9 million in this funding announcement. I'm small too much, yeah, in my opinion, for the problems and the issues that are facing the seasonal worker program, yeah. I think Ota should maybe look at how for the funding the operations and put people from diaspora communities on the ground, yeah, for helping not liaise with the workers. The pastoral care component no spolem program, yeah. What diaspora communities stop here, or some one top tri-state, one top group Mifal Garam Mildura. Very good for helping now. Every people come here, but hard for me doing without any government resources for helping Mifal. Everyone volunteer no more. Osem help him cookie for one talk and make him sports program osem. So I think very important now that Australian government for give him come extra selen on top of that one. That one small selen Tomas, yeah. Considering the geopolitical situation this time, I think Australia really needs to focus a little bit more on helping Pacific Island communities.